Welcome back to the Citizens Defending Freedom Show. Coming up today, a school district in Texas rejected Citizens Defending Freedom's donation of over 4,000 pocket constitutions, and our team in Collin County, Texas has been working to secure election integrity and working with their local law enforcement to increase their sheriff's budget and put public safety first. All of that and more is ahead on today's show, but first, before we get started, head to our website, citizensdefendingfreedom.com, and hit the subscribe button to make sure you don't miss out on any of our content. In a win for liberty, Leander ISD has decided to accept the U.S. Constitution just in time for Constitution Week. This comes after the school system rejected Citizens Defending Freedom's donation of 4,000 pocket constitutions, saying the materials contain advertisements that would prevent the district from maintaining a position of neutrality on political or religious issues, or would create an appearance of favoritism on political or religious issues. According to Leander ISD School and Community Relations Coordinator Heather Neds. After receiving Ned's response on Thursday, September 14th, Citizens Defending Freedom General Legal Counsel Jonathan Houlihan promptly addressed the rejection. In a letter sent to Leander Independent School District, Houlihan pointed out the district's rejection of the U.S. Constitution is a suppression of the very rights given to us by our Creator and outlined in the U.S. Constitution. Houlihan also wrote, "The pocket constitutions do not convey or endorse a particular political message, viewpoint, or advertisement. On the contrary, the pocket-sized versions of our foundational documents are simply to be used as an educational resource. In furtherance of informing future generations on the importance of preserving our Constitution and fostering an appreciation for our nation." In fact, LISD is the only school district in Williamson County that has outright rejected the pocket constitutions for distribution in support of Constitution Day and Citizenship Day and Texas Celebrate Freedom Week. The LISD superintendent, Bruce Gearing, quickly changed course in his response to Houlihan. "Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Upon investigation and consultation with our general counsel, we have determined that there was some internal confusion and misapplication of district policy. Your clients' pamphlets will be made available to students consistent with the time, place, and manner restrictions of policy local distribution of non-school literature. I apologize for any confusion or misunderstanding. Citizens Defending Freedom is keeping school districts accountable to the federal requirements to hold an educational program about the U.S. Constitution on September 17th each year and follow Code 7433 that requires Texas public schools to acknowledge and celebrate Freedom Week and conduct appropriate instruction concerning the intent, meaning, and importance of the Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, including the Bill of Rights. CDF is happy to see LISD reconsider its position." Next, in August, after months of diligent efforts from concerned citizens and members of Collin County Citizens Defending Freedom, the Commissioner's Court of Collin County placed election integrity on the agenda for their monthly meeting. Citizens from across the county attended the August 28th meeting, which occurred midday, where more than 40 attendees signed up to address the board directly during public comment. A Collin County citizen who attended the meeting stated, "For 40 speakers to show up on a Monday in the middle of the workday is astonishing and makes a clear statement that election integrity is of utmost importance to the citizens of Collin County." Citizens who held the court's attention for almost 2 hours with powerful words and honest testimonies spoke at length about wanting precinct voting over countywide voting, hand-counted paper ballots over electronically cast, and tabulated votes and sequentially numbered versus at-random ballots. Debbie Lindstrom, the Elections Division Leader for Collin County Citizens Defending Freedom, sat down with us last week to talk about this huge win for election integrity in their county.
So for a year since we've been stood up with CDF, I've been the election integrity lead, and we've been asking the commissioner's court for over a year, some citizens for over a year, but some of us have just been doing it for a year with CDF. Mm-hmm. We've been asking them to add election integrity to the agenda, and they have not done it. They refuse to do it. And so every week we would go there, we would say, please add election integrity to the agenda. And they just refused. They kept saying, no, we're not going to do it. Well, in the last couple of months, we've had some big names come to town, and they've been they've been telling us more about election integrity. Yes, advocating for election integrity. And what happened was, after one of the commissioners' court recently, that this was just in July, at the end of July, several of the people that came to some of those meetings went to the commissioners' court. And when they went, afterwards, the judge, after the commissioners' court was over, the judge called us over, and we had another five-hour meeting that was impromptu with our county judge. Mm-hmm. And during that meeting, we talked about several different things, but one of the things that he asked us to do was on CDF letterhead to come up with some suggestions for what we would like to see in improvements in our elections in Collin County. And so we did that. We came up with a 17-point bullet. Well, we came up with a 17-point bullet list of suggestions in priority order of what we would like to see as far as our, mm-hmm. our elections in Collin County. And we presented that to him. Well, a week goes by. We didn't hear anything. We had citizens ask him, are you going to put this on the county commissioner's agenda? Mm-hmm. And he said no. And then another week goes by. Another person asked another commissioner, are you going to put this on the agenda? And she said no. The next day, we got a text from our county judge, and he said, I'm going to put this on the agenda. And he credited us for putting together this list. And he said, it's because of this list that I was able to put this on the agenda. And so what he did was he asked the elections department to come up kind of with a rebuttal to our list. Even though it was just a list that we presented to him, he allowed the elections department to come up with a rebuttal. So what we did is we got this notification on Friday. Over the weekend, we worked 72 hours, and we presented a rebuttal to their rebuttal with a 44-page document. And it was amazing. The room was full. There were hundreds of people. There was probably over 100 people that showed up. And not only did we have so many people show up and fill all the seats, but we also had 40 speakers come and speak about how they wanted our elections to be improved. They wanted to get rid of the machines. They wanted to go back to precinct level voting. They wanted paper ballots. And they came with, it was just in unison. Everybody had the same voice. It was not one person saying this and another person saying that. Everybody spoke to the same issue. We all want our elections fixed. And what's interesting to me is that, you know, I spoke to one of the commissioners afterwards and I said, you know, I've never seen 40 people come to the commissioner's court and speak on any issue or be filled that full for any issue. And I've been coming for a year. And she said, you're right. This is a big deal that people are coming into the commission and speaking on this issue. So hopefully we made a difference. I know the sheriff did tell me that we are making a difference in Collin County with the commissioner's court and coming up and speaking. So Citizens Defending Freedom is representing. We're shining light on issues that we see that are a problem, and it's making a difference in our county. So,
this is a huge step towards securing election integrity in Texas and a prime example of how much citizens can bring about positive changes in their community. Recently, we shared how prisons and jails across the country have been facing ongoing staffing shortages. These staffing shortages are being addressed in counties across the nation, with counties in Texas leading the charge to give their law enforcement officers the raises they deserve. In August, the sheriff of Collin County, Texas, reached out to the Collin County Citizens Defending Freedom team, asking for their help in rallying the community to address the commissioner's court at their next meeting. The Collin County team immediately went to work on organizing local citizens to speak on behalf of the sheriff and local law enforcement. Debbie Lindstrom is back with us to share what has been going on with their sheriff's department in Collin County.
Many of us went together to go see the movie Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. And when we saw that movie, we left and we thought, you know, our sheriff needs more budget to defend our county from the fentanyl that's coming across the border, the sex trafficking, and all of the issues that we see that are surrounding all of us because of the open borders. And so what we did was we decided to reach out to the sheriff and let him know. We knew that budget meetings were coming up pretty soon, and if he needed any help, to please let us know. So he did. He reached out to us, and he actually called me several weeks before, he said, I want you to do a speech for us because we see you coming into commissioner's court every week and we love your speeches. And so we came in there and we represented. We had about six or seven citizens that came and spoke on behalf of the citizens' budget. It was amazing. And afterwards, I texted him and I said, I hope we did okay. And he said, it was amazing. I'm showing it to my deputies right now and they are cheering you on. Mm-hmm. So they were really excited about that. They did get their budget. It was about a 14% increase for the deputies. And then also the whole entire, the whole budget was about 27% increase that they got for their department. And then just recently, a couple of days ago, I was talking to the sheriff and he was telling me how much work he has to do. He said that, you know, he said, one thing that I've learned in the last few months is that you guys are effective. And so that was really encouraging to all of our team that we are being effective and we are making changes in our county. So,
Debbie, thank you for sitting down with us. We look forward to seeing the great work the Collin County team will continue to do in Texas. Before we go, we want to leave you with our inspirational Bible verse of the week. This week's verse is John 13:7. Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Sometimes it's hard to understand why things are happening, but rest assured that one day we will all understand. As you can see, Citizens Defending Freedom is doing important work. Help us today in our fight to protect children and push back against radical ideologies. Please visit citizensdefendingfreedom.com where you can learn more about our organization and generously contribute to our cause. Have a great day and make sure to like us on social media and tell your friends about the great things we're doing. God bless.